How you doing, John?
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Hi.
How's it going? Here we are, Holy Thursday.
So what day did Jesus die, do you know?
He died on Good Friday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of controversy about that. Not controversy, but a lot of different things.
Well, he better have died on Good Friday, because as a kid, that's all we did was, I tell a story about going in on Good Friday. I had a paper route, and, you know, we had to do the Stations of the Cross after school on Good Friday. And, you know, they last. I know there's 14 of them, and they last from, you know, we got out at 3:15 and about 10 to 5. I'm like, come on.
Are we done yet? I got a paper route.
I have a paper route. And I think it was in seventh grade when I was sitting next to Terry Hoyt. And we got to the ninth station. And Jesus falls the third time. And I turned to Terry Hoyt and I said, get up! God, I wish you'd get up. I got to go. I was like, oh. And of course, Sister Mary Leonard heard that. And that was about the end of it. We had Sister Mary Ricardo. She was from Cuba.
From Cuba?
Yeah. By the time I left second grade, I could say, en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo, amen. I was like, wow, I love that.
And then go, like Charles.
Sister Mary Leonard, she looked a lot like Jane Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies.
They all
think
did.
Think about it.
They all did.
Think about that for about a minute.
So how long did you go to seminary? How long were you there?
I was in for 3 years, and then I got kicked out. From St. Lawrence Seminary in Montgomery, Wisconsin. Went to Riverside High School for a semester. Went to University of Wisconsin Oshkosh for 1 year and went back into the same seminary they kicked me out.
They let you back in?
They let me back in. I guess I dealt with some of my issues. No! I still want to wrestle with you, Father! Come on! It's like, give me a break. They let me back in because I, you know, I kind of lied on the test. I'm not a homosexual. Let me cross my fingers.
If I cross my fingers, it doesn't happen. The lie doesn't exist.
Trust me, I can abstain.
From
what?
Kept up with any of the people that you went to seminary school with?
I have.
Okay.
I have, in fact, the only guy who started with me my freshman year and went all the way through is a priest here in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
And runs a parish in West Allis. And he's a great guy.
That's awesome.
He's a great guy. Father Michael Mert is his name. And he came from the Mert cheese empire. You know,
oh,
M-E-R-K-T-S?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, they make
it
some...
It was like, my Lord... You could have had the cheese empire, and now you're
But now
a
we know what they're putting on the communion.
Oh, I want to tell you this.
With a little cheddar and wine.
That red wine, cheese.
Swiss almond is mine.
That's good.
Don't you remember being an altar boy?
Yeah.
And putting that paten?
The paten.
You know, somebody would come and the crabby lady across the street would come and be like, there you go.
Stick him right in the neck.
It's like, oh, she's choking. Sorry. Sorry, lady. And remember when we were, if you're Catholic, like we couldn't touch the host until it was sixth grade. And we truly believe, because Father Scherer told us that if you touched the host, your hand would burn down to the stump.
Pretty cruel.
My hand is going to burn down to the stump. So, of course, you know, it was always like, I think I want to touch it. I just want to touch it. Or you'd be, hey, Bobby Wazlewski, touch the host. In fifth grade, but you had to be a sixth grader to be an altar boy. But in fifth grade, I went to Sister David Ann. Was her name. She was the head of the altar boys. And in fifth grade, I said, I've learned all my Latin. She says, you have not. And I says, I have. And she says, well, come on, do it. And I did it. And I was the first fifth grader in my school to become an altar boy. 3 weeks into my altar boy experience. And they kept putting, you know, it was like, if you got the 10:15 mass on Sunday.
That's
it was,
the high mass.
It was, or 10:30 mass. That was the big one. So it was like, I got the 10:30 one Sunday. And then it was like, the next Sunday, I had the 7 o'clock.
And what did I do?
Well, they told me what I did. They said I had a tendency of twirling. I swear to God, I was kicked off the altar because I would, you know, you would come down and genuflect. Instead of just turning left, I would make a complete turn and my cassock would flow. They were like, McGivern, you got to come to the office because you're spinning on the altar. It's like, am I really?